All right. Turning back to our text now, we'll start Genesis chapter 34.
The sweet Bible doesn't report every bad thing that goes on in life, does it? But here in this chapter, we have an example, as I've titled the entire chapter, of the violence of Simeon and Levi, two of Jacob's sons. These are the inheritors of the covenant. Positive volition. But they had SCAs just as perverted and twisted as the rest of us. And they did some pretty unbelievable things at times, just as we've seen in regards to Jacob and his fear grid, etc. So here we have an example of the violence of Simeon and Levi in verses 1 through 26. And I base that on Genesis 49, 5 through 7. Where Jacob, Israel, have prophesied concerning his sons. And each of the sons are mentioned in this regards. Gets down to Simeon and Levi. Now, Levi is the start of the Levitical priesthood. It's out of his line that the Levitical priest came from. Not to end my sentence in a preposition. There was a comma after that from. See. Simeon and Levi are brothers. The prophecy concerning them. Their swords are implements of violence. They are ready to draw a gun and shoot before you know what happens, if they have to. Draw a sword of violence. They are troublemakers. You put these two guys together, their SCAs were alike. They would go out and they would do what they needed to do to stir up trouble if they had to. These two brothers, see. And that's the way it is a lot of times. A person with their own isolated STA is bad enough, but you get somebody that is like-minded with them in regards to their STA, has the same propensities, and put them together. Then you have the Ghost in the Darkness Lions, see, if you like that movie. Like the brother that Remington, when he talked about the lions and likening them to the brothers that he grew up with. One was mean, always raising hell with all the other people and kids. He said, man, he was bad enough, but he had a brother that was in prison, and they'd get out, and said he was really mean and he was bad. Said, but that was nothing. It's when they got together. See. And then the guy asked him, well, what happened? He said, well, I got bigger. It's a good line. Anyway. It's a good movie if you've never seen it. It's based on a true story. The lions are mounted and stuffed in Chicago. And I don't know how many people they killed. And, of course, who's in charge of the animal brains? Who controls the animals in this world? God does. I'll figure that one out. Anyway, Simeon and Levi are brothers. What am I trying to do? Get us to break? You don't like my humor. Their swords are implements of violence. And we will see an example of that. Specific example of that. What else they might have done in their life, I don't know. But what is recorded for us is the situation that occurs now here in Genesis 49. The scenario is set up where one might have some sympathy in regards to their reactions. But it doesn't make what they did right. They will end up taking revenge, vengeance in their own hands rather than let God deal with it and approach it in the civil doctrinal way. And that is based on what happened to their only sister that is recorded for us by name. They had other sisters. Jacob had other daughters, but the rape of their sister Dinah. So, let's go ahead and maybe get a verse or two out of here. look at the Hebrew, verses 1 and 2, the rape of Dinah. Verse 1, now Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to visit the daughters of the land. While consecutive, our verb to go out, it comes next in the Hebrew, is the Kal imperfect third feminine singular. You got saw, she went out, Y-A-T-S-A. Dinah, proper noun, the daughter of Jacob. You have your noun, common feminine singular construct, Bath, daughter, B-A-T-H. Daughter of Leah, excuse me. Leah, proper noun, whom she had born to Jacob, whom is your relative pronoun, Asher, A-S-H-E-R. To bear, give birth, is your cow, perfect third feminine singular, Yalad, these words we've all seen many times. To Jacob, for Jacob, preposition Lamed, proper noun, Jacob, went out to visit the daughters of the land. Well, the went out came at the beginning of the verse to see or visit. Now comes at the end of the verse in the Hebrew, and there's a reason for that. We'll explain it. Preposition lamed followed with a kal infinitive construct verb ra'ah, to see or visit, r-a-a-h. I'm going to go see so and so. The same kind of metaphorical use to visit someone. We're familiar with that kind of language. With the daughters of the land, yet the preposition should be bet, P-E-T. Again, daughters, bath, common feminine plural in this case, construct. The land is a common feminine singular absolute noun, Eretz, E-R-E-T-S. Verse 2, when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her, he took her and lay with her by force. Well, consecutive. Then our verb to see, cow imperfect, third masculine singer again, ra'ah, R-A-A-H. When he saw her, he had the sign of the direct object with the third feminine singular suffix, F here. That being Shechem, the proper noun, the son of Hamor, or noun for son, common masculine singular construct, Ben, B-E-N. Hamor, proper noun, which we've previously been introduced. Definite article, and we're told their race is Hivites, proper noun, Hivite. The prince of the land, prince is your common masculine singular construct noun, Nasi, N-A-S-I-Y. There it means one lifted up, hence head, prince of the land, Ha-Eretz. Definite article with the common feminine singular noun, Eretz again. And he took, our verb to take here is the Kal imperfect third masculine singular, Lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H. Her, again we had the sign of direct object with the third feminine singular suffix. And he laid, literally her, while consecutive, cow and perfect third masculine singular, a verb to lay, shakav, S-H-A-K-A-B. And then again, we had the sign of the direct object with the third feminine singular suffix. The object of each of these verbs is emphasis on Dinah. And he laid with her, and then in the Hebrew, and forced her, literally. In the English, lay with her by force. While consecutive, then you have the PL verb, imperfect third masculine singular, third feminine singular suffix, ana. A-N-A-H. Literally means to humble. Utterly respond is the idea. Hence, forced her. All right, let's take our break.